Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. One of the most historic and exceedingly rare coins in the 2,500-year world history of money is being offered in an auction being held by London, England-based Roman Numismatics Thursday next week. It is a gold aureus issued by ancient Roman senator Marcus Junius Brutus more than 2,000 years ago to commemorate the assassination of Roman dictator Julius Caesar. The coin was struck in 42 BC, 2 years after Caesar's death. The front shows the head of Brutus, one of the two Roman Senate ringleaders in the murder of Caesar. The reverse has two daggers, one to the left and one to the right of Appius. The pileus was a cap worn by freed slaves to signify their emancipation. Below the daggers and pileus is the phrase "Id Mar," referring to the Ides of March, or March 15, the date of Caesar's murder. The significance of the reverse design was that the daggers represent Roman senators Brutus and Cassius as the ringleaders of Caesar's assassination, while the pileus is an allegorical reference to freeing Rome from Caesar's tyranny. Not only is this coin significant in world history, it is an incredible rarity and an amazingly high state of preservation. This is only the third known surviving example of the gold Brutus Id Mar coin, with the other two pieces on display in European museums. Thus, this will be the only specimen that it can ever be owned by a private collector. Just as exciting, this piece survived more than 2,000 years with no wear from circulation. Every detail is as sharp as the day it was struck. There are also about 100 known surviving specimens of the Brutus silver denarius with the same Ides of March reverse. Whenever one of these rarities comes to market, they tend to sell in the $50,000 to $250,000 range. So, how much will this gold Ides of March coin, the only one that could be privately owned, sell for? Experts predict this beautiful rarity will go for up to $5 to $10 million. Look for news reports on this historic auction next week. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.